Before sirens, radios, or pumper trucks, Trail's first firefighters relied on muscle, pistols, and a 1,000-pound bell. In the winter of 1896, the town's newly formed fire brigade was busy organizing equipment, recruiting volunteers, and figuring out how to get water from hydrants to flames. This spirited clipping from the Trail Creek News in December 11, 1896, captures the determined, and at times improvised, beginnings of the city's firefighting history, complete with hose carts on order from Portland and a fire alarm system involving pistol shots and 15 minutes of bell ringing. To fight flames, another cart and more hose are needed. The members of Trail Fire Department will meet in the Hanna Block Monday evening, for the purpose of perfecting a thorough organization. Arrangements will be made to raise additional funds for the equipment of the service, all of the $240 raised by the last dance having been expended. The department has just received from Portland a 1,000-pound bell, which has been erected on the Raymond and Vogler stables. A rope is attached convenient to the reach of everybody. A hose cart has been ordered and is now on the way from Portland, Oregon, together with 150 feet of hose. There is sufficient in the treasury to meet the expense of these, except the freight, amounting to $30 or $40. This the department will proceed to raise. Another hose cart is needed as well as 150 feet of hose, and Chief J.E. McCarthy thinks that by petitioning the government, assistance will be given the body, especially in view of the great revenue the government derives from the town of Trail. One hose cart is needed for the business part of town and one for the north end. The officers of the department are R.J. Daniels, President, C.E. Benn, Secretary, George Naden, Treasurer, and J.E. McCarthy, Chief. The membership so far as could be learned is, as follows: W.F. DeWitt, W.A. McLean, L.C. Crawford, J.C. Bishop, C.B. Tanner, Joseph Ahern, S.H. Roch, Ralph White, H.B. Smith, R.M. Graham, E. Stenerule, A.S. Hughes, George O'Keefe, George Campbell, Charles Edwards. A complete list of membership will be made up at the next meeting. Among the members are four or five old-time firemen, so that their experience will be of great service. The hydrants are located on the corner where the telegraph office is located, one on the Bragdon corner, another on the Kaiser Hotel corner, and the fourth on the Wellington Hotel corner. Mr. Frank Hanna has donated the department a splendid $15 nozzle and 50 feet of hose. For the benefit of everybody interested, a regular fire signal has been agreed upon. The night police, or anybody discovering fire, is to discharge his pistol with four rapid reports. When this report is heard, the person nearest the bell is to pull the rope so that the ringing will continue for at least 15 minutes. A permanent location for the hose cart will be agreed upon.